The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The UK has introduced an electronic travel authorization system similar to the ESTA system for the US that you might be aware of. Now, it's in effect from now for all non-European countries and will be in effect for countries worldwide from the 2nd of April. It doesn't affect our residents who enjoy, of course, the common travel area. But there is significant concern about the impact this will have on Northern Ireland, with tourists who are visiting here skipping trips to Northern Ireland if they have to fill in this form and pay the tenner. We're joined now by Saoirse Eastwood, Alliance MP for Lagan Valley. Good morning, Saoirse.
Good morning, Pat.
What exactly is this new system and to whom will it apply?
So this is a system that basically is putting further barriers to tourists and visitors who want to come into Northern Ireland. We already know that 70% of people entering Northern Ireland do so from the south of Ireland. We also know that there's evidence to say that one in four tourists who are visiting the island of Ireland would reconsider visiting the north based on these new proposals that have come in. This has its history with the previous Tory government, where they say that they're wanting to protect borders or whatever. Ultimately, everybody in Northern Ireland has been saying that this has been something that will be devastating to our tourist industry. We thought that with the new Labour government coming in, we would have had a chance to see this revised. Unfortunately, that hasn't happened, and actually the plans are coming in to force.
Now, does every tourist from every part of the world have to fill in this ETA, the electronic travel authorization form?
So there are various caveats within it, but they're very, very unworkable and cumbersome. So there are certain situations where you can try and apply through the tour operator or carrier or whatever for your holiday. But as I say, it's very bureaucratic and cumbersome. Most people won't want to do that. Most tourist companies won't want to offer that. What we're simply asking for is a short-term exemption. So, for example, people who are coming for a few days, maybe they're coming up from the south for 5 to 7 days. We're asking that that should be exempted. And basically, you're seeing a situation now where, as I say, you've had the likes of tourism operators, people who have been working within the tourism industry in Northern Ireland for decades, who are saying that this really has the capacity to completely blow the bottom out of the market. My constituency is Lagan Valley. We are the home of the only palace on the island of Ireland. We already have people coming up that A1 corridor from Dublin, Kildare, going into the north, wanting to visit the Game of Thrones tour in Banbridge, just on the outskirts of my constituency, and then going into Hillsborough and the likes and beyond. That's all going to be impacted by this, no matter what way it's spun. And we are simply asking for a common sense workaround from the British government.
Now, does it apply to everybody, be you Chinese, African, American, French, Russian?
It's funny you should ask that about the French, because at the minute there is a small exemption for French school trips, which is lovely, but seems to make absolutely no sense to me in economic terms. So there are various groups of people that will be in there. But I think in terms of what we are asking is that it's very, very unworkable to try and figure out who those groups are. We're simply saying scrap it entirely for the island of Ireland. There's no point having that. Have a simple workaround where we're saying if people are coming up, no matter where their destination is, where they're coming from, simply have that caveat for 5 to 7 days. Potentially an argument to say after the 7 day point that if they're going to be staying longer, you can understand that there may be more strings attached to that. But most people do stay for only 5 to 7 days or shorter. And this is the sort of thing that will really be a barrier to tourism in the north.
Now, do you think this is just being put there for bureaucracy's sake? Because it actually can't be enforced. That we have an open border, people go to and fro. And the idea that randomly the PSNI will be stopping people saying, show me your ETA. It's not going to happen.
Exactly. I mean, clearly, there's not the capacity for that. There's not the appetite to want to do that either, frankly, from anybody. And ultimately, then, it makes a mockery, as you say, of the whole thing. So really, what's the point? However, where the damage is that tour operators and people will have to make it clear that this is the law in operation as of today. And clearly they will have to stipulate that. Once people hear that, it becomes another hurdle to clear and they think to themselves, oh, whatever, we'll just stay in the south, we'll not you know, bother going to the north.
What you're saying is that when they are making their plans for their maybe 2 or 3 week trip to the island of Ireland, and then they hear about this complication going north of the border, they say, oh, we'll stick to Galway and Killarney. We won't bother going to Belfast or to Lagan Valley.
Exactly. And we know that there's 1 in 4 people already have said that they would reconsider visiting the north on the basis of this information now. So it's clearly going to have an impact. What we don't want is that the word gets out that it's complicated to get in, that it's, you know, a hassle to get over the border or something like that, when in all reality it's invisible, thank God, and, you know, we have that seamless travel. That should be replicated for people who are coming to visit this island, and it will be detrimental to our tourism industry, particularly at a time whenever our economy in the north is struggling, and we need to get every support that we can get our hands on.
It does cost £10, so people may demur even at that. They say, why should I pay £10 to go up the road? I'm not going to do it. But on the other hand, when you look at why the last government in Britain decided to do this, it's obviously concerns about migration and feeling that the Republic of Ireland represents a porous border into the UK, and that the UK would be depending on the Republic's government doing its job well in securing its own borders to prevent people who have no right to be in the UK getting there.
I think you're right. There's no doubt that the policy, whenever it came into place from the previous Tory administration, was definitely politically motivated. I don't think they were going out of their way specifically to think about Northern Ireland, and I think that's exactly where the problem is lying. They obviously had no thought whatsoever in terms of how things actually work on the island. Most people will tell you, north and south, we operate things as an island here. We go out and we market the island of Ireland, whether it's in the US, whether it's in Europe, whether it's in, you know, Canada, Australia. We market the island as an island. We say, look, you can do, you know, the Ring of Kerry, you can do Cork, you can go up to Donegal and to Belfast. We're not sitting and offering it as a separate unit. And yet that's exactly what this is forcing. And more to the point, you're talking about the £10, this will potentially jeopardise £210 million in revenue for tourism, specifically in Northern Ireland. So, you know, it's foolhardy. It clearly is in no one's interest. There's no clamour from anybody in Northern Ireland or the Republic to see this done. And we're simply asking for a common sense solution to it.
What has been the response from Westminster and from the new Labour government?
It's been a bit lacklustre. Obviously, the new government has been in place now for around 7 months. I have tabled a number of questions on this right from the get-go, and they are a little stultifying in their response. I think the government are searching for ways to get off the hook. We're certainly trying to give them the platform to do that. Certainly, the economy minister in the north has come out and also reiterated that he thinks this isn't a good idea. And as I say, there isn't any party coming out in Northern Ireland and saying this has to be done. People realise that it's about the pound in the pocket, whether it's for local tourism operators in the constituency, whether it's for people who are trying to market Northern Ireland as part of the island of Ireland and that global offering of Ireland. It's detrimental. It's in nobody's interest. And it feels to me as if a decision was made under the previous government that this new administration either don't value or don't want to change, but it's our job to make sure that it is on the agenda and that we do get positive change around it.
You can understand perhaps the reluctance of those in all parties in Westminster not to want to open even a crack of the Brexit debate again.
You know what, that ship sailed. I mean, we've already had now the trigger of the storm and break and stuff like that, so clearly it's an issue that's not going to go away. But what is in everybody's interest is to make sure that we do have the likes of a good, strong tourism offer and a rising tide lifts all boats. People are concerned about how much money they're able to make. We know that there's a cost of living crisis. We know that there's a cost of doing business crisis. Bureaucratic, ill-thought-out red tape like this serves nobody well, regardless of their political opinion, quite frankly. And we need to get this fixed so that we can continue on to do what we've been doing for the last number of decades, which is giving people an experience they'll never forget, a positive memory of this place.
Saoirse Eastwood, Alliance MP for Lagan Valley, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
No problem.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.